happy Tuesday out there, folks. May 19th, 2020. Here we go again. Another episode of Pain in the Morning. Already pissed off about the sound volume. Hello. That sounds a little bit better. I just looked at the date and I remembered something. This is the date I graduated high school 35 years ago. So I know some of my classmates listen to this show, and it was a good day for all of us. Obviously, get out of high school, but I really liked high school. And the guys, my uncle hooked me up. He was a Franciscan, and he sent me away to boarding school. I was basically in trouble with the law a lot when I was a kid. And the Franciscans straightened me out. Thank God. So I liked high school and St. Francis. And anyway, interesting. I just saw that when I looked at the date. It always triggers that. But big day in the news. A really busy Monday. It was nonstop. I got up at the crack at 8 a.m. And which is really early for a journalist. Some of these hobos don't roll out of bed till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sports writers, forget about it. Back in the day, you see them come traipsing around 4 or 5 o'clock, all still hungover from the night before. But, just peppered all day with news, different types of news for the White House, for Washington, Department of Justice, on and on and on and on. Shout out to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit. That's where you can support us. And we appreciate it. We really do. And it's made a big difference, and we appreciate it. So if you think we're producing some quality stuff and it resonates with you and you can afford to kick a few dollars our way, hey, we're all for it. And we do appreciate it. The text is, yeah, I'm creating my own language again. I swear I don't drink before I do this. Maybe I should. Maybe we get a better response on Patreon if I started hitting the sauce. Hey, how about that White House? Yeah. Woo. Start mixing some stuff in that cup instead of water. The texts, T-E-X-T-S, texts, started rolling in this morning. Or maybe it was early in the afternoon. I don't know. I think it was definitely this morning when Attorney General Barr announced that he wasn't going to be pursuing Obama anytime soon for criminal investigation. Just a number of things, and I was reminded very quickly by a number of people that I started saying that on Friday, that people who were getting their hopes up were going to sadly be dashed. On the podcast on Friday, I said that, and I also said, I think I said it a couple times earlier in the week too, when this Obamagate was trending on Twitter, I was like, Jesus, these people who drive this stuff, like on Fox News, the TikTok crowd. And then I definitely said it in a series of tweets Sunday that, come on, guys. I mean, I don't even know what I said. I guess I could call it up, but what the hell's the difference? I tweeted it, so I don't need to call it up. Saying that this just was never going to happen with the Justice Department. I'm not saying that it's not deserved. I'm saying I understand what's going on in the Justice Department. We talked to a lot of people, and it was never even an agenda item or in any type of a meeting or scenario or anything like that. So these things are driven by idiots on television, journalists who don't know what the hell they're doing, and they want to sell you crap. And sadly, a lot of people are very susceptible to it. I wasn't surprised that Barr came out, but I certainly was the only guy in the media talking about how nobody of any note is going to go to federal prison. That's been in the DOJ or FBI. That's been a theme of mine for well over a year since shortly after. Well, I'd say a year, not well over a year. I'd say about a year. And some people obviously like to watch these journalists and read these quote unquote journalists. And they like being lied to. And it's frustrating for truth tellers when you have to carry an audience kicking and screaming into reality. And it's also frustrating because the folks who mislead the masses in the media make millions of dollars and for their employers and themselves, and billions of dollars for their employers and millions for themselves, while guys like me have to beg you to log on to patreon.com/truepundit and kick us a couple of dollars. Like I worked in that plug. I'm getting better at this. But that's life. And there's no real reason to spike a football because I was right again, and I usually am right when it comes to this stuff. But sadly, there's not much room for celebration because the things that I have been right about are not really things to celebrate. So let's move on. People who have been following me and listening to me for a long time understand my track record. When I tweet something like that, you should take it to heart that you're being played again by people who are supposed to be on your side. These TikTok crowd, they're supposed to be on your side. They're not on your side. They're on their own side. They don't care if you're misled. They're making a lot of money misleading you. Multi-million dollars a year putting in their pockets. You need to break free of that, folks. But you do what you want. It's a free country. Eventually you'll see the light. Hopefully, God, if you don't eventually catch on, I don't know if there's any hope for you. But again, who you listen to, who you watch is a personal choice, who you read. So it's not really my place to tell you what to do, but I am going to point out these things to you so that you can make a more educated decision. First headline, despite media hysteria, HHS secretary confirms no coronavirus spike in reopened states. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar confirmed Sunday there had been no spike of coronavirus cases in states that have reopened. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, should we believe it because it was on CNN? Azar told host Jake Tapper that officials are actually seeing the opposite, a spike in cases in areas that remain locked down. We're seeing that in areas that are opening. We're not seeing that spike in cases, Azar explained. We still see spikes in some areas that are, in fact, closed, very localized situations. What else we got here as we continue? CNN published a story in late April that declared Georgia's daily coronavirus deaths will nearly double by August, with relaxed social distancing model suggests. However, that did not happen. In fact, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp celebrated a record low COVID-19 statistics last weekend. Who is this model CNN keeps using? Is it Stetler? Is he the model? He's like an out-of-work underwear model. It didn't work out for him, so he's like, is that the model CNN keeps using? No wonder things don't make any sense of it. Colorado has also reopened, but the media did not scrutinize the state's officials like they did Georgia and Texas. Colorado's governor is a Democrat, while Texas and Georgia are run by Republicans. Okay, that could be a reason. It also could be that everybody in fucking Colorado is stoned out of their mind. The media doesn't even know that the state was open back up there. Hey, man, what's going on, man? They get the weed delivered right to their door out there. They don't even have to go anywhere. It's coronavirus. Sounds good, man. Getting locked in your house out there is actually a sport. Better have an exhaust fan. Make Cheech and Chong. Forget it. I'm not going to go there. Are we supposed to believe that anything this Azar guy says? He's made so many blunders. I mean, anybody else should be hiding under a rock. Don't forget, HHS is the parent government agency that hovers above the NIH, the CDC, the FDA. And, man, have they made a string of costly errors, recurring errors and blunders. Some would say the people like Redfield and Fauci and Burks are doing these kind of blunders on purpose, these gaffes on purpose to further a personal agenda. But and plus, Azar was, don't forget, he was president of the U.S. division of Eli Lilly and Company. Kind of a major drug company, if you follow pharmaceuticals, before he ended up where he is now. So, and he was there, what, I don't know, 6, 7 years, 5 years. And then he was a big pharma lobbyist. Maybe not the guy you want to have running your HHS. You know what I mean? Maybe not the guy. But, you know, politics, what are you going to do? Where are we at? Okay, that was the first story. I like how these guys, they prep stories for me and they give me these long stories and then they they put a big X through them and it says, this is basically a rehash, forget about this. What's it doing in here then? Why do I have to cruise past it? Good help's so hard to find these days. And sometimes I've been reading this stuff. Last night I had a couple of good zingers on the stuff I was reading. I was talking about it today, and I don't want to hear it because we listen to you all the time and all day long, so you don't have to tell us about your zingers or whatever. Not even interested in the good one-liners based on the information stuff, so a little Rodney Dangerfield action around here sometimes. A second headline. Coronavirus food waste. And people say, hey, why are you always talking about coronavirus, man? You some kind of germaphobe? Like Howard Hughes? Used to urinate in jars and keep them up in the room? In fact, in Vegas, Las Vegas. In fact, I'm not, but since this is the biggest story of our lifetime, I figure it's worth covering. Now, you understand why we didn't cover the Obamagate story, because that wasn't going anywhere. So if I know something from my folks and sources that's not going somewhere, I won't waste my time on it, because my time is your time, and our time is valuable, even if you find yourself with a lot more of it on your hands these days. I'm not going to lead you down some path that's going nowhere, like these stooges do in the media. I swear to God, these guys are either dummies or they're crooks. Either option is not really a winning strategy. Not really a lighthouse out there of information for people to be looking towards. Coronavirus food waste. Farmers are throwing out more than ever. We've talked about this before, and it continues to be a trend, so we're going back to the well on this. The world may not actually be wasting more than normal when a third of a third of global food production ends up in landfills. Is this written correctly? The world may not actually be wasting more than normal. Oh, no wonder it's from Bloomberg. These fucking dopes over there, this deep state rag. I'll entertain it. We'll see where it goes. What? Just remember, anytime, like, you know, the deep state or the CIA or NSA or military wants the story planted, usually ends up in Bloomberg. There's little insights I have. What's changing now is that rather than being thrown out by consumers as kitchen waste, an unprecedented amount of food is getting dumped even before making it to grocery stores. before the pandemic, an estimated $1 trillion. They're moving around again upstairs or downstairs. I don't know what's going on. If I did this podcast in the desert, okay, Jimmy Hoffa would show up in the background making noise. I mean, it's like anytime the mic goes on, it's fucking unbelievable here. It's like an NFL combine going on in this house. I don't understand. I don't fucking, it's like, you know, and you can hear everything in these goddamn headphones, everything. I swear to God. Well, you need something done around here, okay? You need something done around here. It's like Moses' trek through the desert. You can't find a soul for 40 years. As soon as the mic turns on and it's showtime, boom. I used to edit this stuff out. I used to go on these 5-10 minute rants. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take that out because I want to sound professional. I want to sound like the rest of these guys. Fuck that. This is me. We're rolling. I know you got the same thing at home. Like you just want a little bit of peace and quiet, and especially now, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, what is going on? This used to happen every time I was on the phone back in the day when I was working. Nothing all day, kind of quiet, no phone calls, nobody bothers me. Get on the phone, people banging on the door, coming in. Hey, I need this, I need that. Get the fuck out of here, I'm on the phone. I'm not talking to Gene Dixon trying to get my signs read. I'm trying to cut deals and make some money. It's like Murphy's Law. Before the pandemic. Coming unglued during the pandemic on the next pain in the morning. Before the pandemic, an estimated $1 trillion of food production ended up lost or wasted. The great bulk of that came from trash at home, about 40% in the U.S. Now, as people deal with fewer trips to the store and concerns over prices, dumping from the kitchen is expected to tumble, countering other losses. Some analysts say total waste could still be potentially higher this year. This story sucks. Next, moving fucking on, Bloomberg, dumping from the kitchen. What? It's probably some dope. This doesn't read like it's a U.S. story. This reads like it's from somewhere else. Yeah, it doesn't. Sorry. Next. Bloomberg, get the fuck out. Coronavirus, Cuomo and de Blasio delays devastating New York. The New York City area not only has more than a quarter of America's coronavirus cases, but new research suggests that the most of the coronavirus cases outside the Big Apple trace back to the New York City area as well. New York City is the epicenter for the coronavirus in the United States, and a new report suggests Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo shoulder most of the blame. Of course. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this dope de Blasio, and he had some bird brain broad running his health department. They're doing a press conference in February and May saying, yeah, it's okay. Get on the subway. Go to work. Go out to the bars. He was telling people, go out to the bars for St. Patrick's Day, right? No wonder he's a crazy Italian. They're always trying to put the screws to the Irish. Yeah, you crazy Mix, go out to the bars. You know, you can't have your parade in New York City, but if everything goes right, you Irish bastards will be dropping dead in a couple weeks. It's one way we can get rid of you Irish pricks. But they're telling people, yeah, don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks later, it's like the guy's out giving decrees for the NYPD to break your head open if you aren't 6 feet from the guy next to you, or you're not wearing your mask, you get your head split open. Yeah, Bill de Blasio, he might shoulder some blame. New York's emergence as the epicenter of the coronavirus was far from inevitable, a report from the left-leaning site ProPublica contrasted New York City and New York State's response from those in San Francisco and California. Mayor London Breed of San Francisco, and talking about Governor Gavin Newsom. That's the guy who Gavin Newsom. That's a guy who never played contact sports. Go get him, Gavin. Stick your head in there and get. Oh, Gavin. No, oh, he just doesn't. He's not engaged. It's just not him. You know what's this coach? He doesn't play him enough. I'm going to have a talk with this coach. San Francisco's Mayor Breed worried about the coronavirus pandemic early, thanks in part to San Francisco's large portion of Chinese Americans. She worked with Newsom to impose restrictions in late February and early March. She might have gotten a heads up from her friend Nancy Pelosi, too, who was around the same time that San Francisco was locking down. Pelosi was buying up stock of Amazon. So maybe Pelosi and and maybe her friend across the way, Dianne Feinstein, was giving San Francisco a heads up. Isn't that her district, too? Feinstein was selling stock, pharmaceutical company, once they found out that the co-founder, medical researcher, who was doing work on COVID-19, he had coronavirus. And at that time, it was total panic, and it was kept under wraps. Feinstein moving stock around so she doesn't take a bath, and Pelosi buying stock. Let's take a look. I'll tell you exactly how much money they made since then. Let's look at Amazon stock real quick. We broke this story. Amazon stock price, $24.26. Okay, so it's been kind of stable last couple of weeks. Nancy Pelosi and her husband got in at $1,600 a share and bought 3,000 shares with a strike price of $1,600. So that's it's up $8.26. So let's call it. Let's just be nice to her. We'll round it down to an $800 per share. So that's $2.4 million they pocketed. Right? But where's the FBI? Where's Christopher Wray? Where's William Barr? Why wouldn't you investigate that? At the same time, Nancy Pelosi was having meetings about what was going to happen in the country, that it was probably going to be locked down. Well, you don't think these people told this Mayor Breed about that in San Francisco? Hey, you know, it's bad out. It's going to be bad, so just lock it down. You think this bird brain Breed came up with all on their own? Wrong. You got to look at these things, okay? These people all hang out in the same circle. There's another London Breed. London Breed, what is that kind of meat? That's the mayor of San Francisco. London Breed. Jesus. Where do they come up with these names? After a hard week of work, I like to go on the grill and cook me two or three sirloins of London Breed. And sit back with a tasty brew. You think London Breed came up with this all? This was like, no. They all talk to each other. This is a heads up. All of a sudden, San Francisco, of all the cities in America, okay, when the top people in the country, top legislators in the country just happened to be from there, and San Francisco closes down weeks before anybody else. Yeah, I'm sure they're just that good at what they do. Wrong. De Blasio, by contrast, gave reassurances in late February that New York would beat the virus, and even after he became worried, he faced pushback from Cuomo. Guys, I just thought something. This is what's going on. Like, I'm just taught to think this way, what I just said about San Francisco. This is something the FBI should be looking into, and Barr, right? I'm not the only guy that thinks this way. I can tell you that, right? There are plenty of skilled investigators who say, wait a second, what's going on? Why did San Francisco close early? I would want to talk to this Breed and look at her emails and her communications and compare it. I mean, the feds are looking at Feinstein's husband. Okay. Are they looking at Pelosi? Doubtful. But I would want to see what's going on back and forth. I'd open up a case and start looking. I mean, who the hell's going to prosecute it? But this is how you have to think. There's no coincidences with these people. They're all fucking criminals. They just hide in plain sight. Even worse, de Blasio had spent weeks burning his own health department. Here we go. Leading the department to consider resistance to the mayor, according to an anonymous New York City official. That official said de Blasio had gagged the health department commissioner and her top deputy for infectious diseases. Yeah, because they went out and told everybody to get on the subway and go get liquored up. This was at the same time that San Francisco was locked down. De Blasio's out there. Yeah, don't worry about it, you Irish pricks. Go drink your Guinness. Hope you all fall over in the street. Which not necessarily a bad thing in de Blasio's New York City. You might fall into a pile of manure, human waste, and break your fall. You know, great place, de Blasio, you're running there. City health officials criticized de Blasio for February. Here, I guess this is going to be it, right? Now, again, I don't read this before I do it. City health officials criticized de Blasio for a February 26 press conference at which the mayor reassured New Yorkers that there had been no confirmed cases in the city and insisted that Gotham could bolster its response if cases emerged. Officials had hoped the mayor would close schools or limit mass transit. The New York subway seems to have functioned as a vector for the spread, but still de Blasio said all the wrong things. Meanwhile, the state health department refused to share data with its Gotham counterpart in February. Even now, that's on Cuomo. That's the state health department, not the city health department. I interrupted myself. I lost my place. I'm a rude guy. Even now, the city cannot rely on basic data from the state, such as the counts of ventilators at hospitals or nursing home staff. It's like they have been ordered not to talk to us. Cuomo has insisted that he acted more quickly than any other governor.
We find that to be false. Try again.
Noting that he acted during a short window from the first positive COVID-19 case in the state on March 1st to the shutdown of March 22nd. But a range of health officials and scientists interviewed by ProPublica say creating such timelines misses the central issue. No later than February 28th, federal officials warned the country that a deadly pandemic was inevitable. It's from that point forward, they say, that any individual state action should be judged, the report claims. Yeah. Epidemiologists faulted Cuomo for not taking the warnings of New Rochelle, New York seriously after a lawyer who had tested positive for the virus returned to that town on March 2nd. Cases in the area spiked. Yeah, didn't they send the military in there, the National Guard? It's like, nobody gets out, nobody gets in. Yet on March 5th, Cuomo insisted that the facts do not merit the level of anxiety we are seeing. I'm a little perturbed about the daily angst when the number comes out and the number is higher. Cuomo. Only in America on the people who are completely bird brain crazy on the left would laud this guy as a hero for his reaction and his actions during this situation. The guy, how many old people did he kill? Let's stuff senior citizens with COVID-19. Let's put them into nursing home situations, environments. Thank you for killing untold hundreds of people, Governor Cuomo. I'm sure you'll get a fucking Nobel Peace Prize or one of these worthless prizes. A Pulitzer Prize used to have something to give this dope a Pulitzer to. You give it to other idiots. Give him one, too. A few days later, however, Cuomo took action in New Rochelle. On March 10th, he closed the local schools and cordoned off the city, even calling in the National Guard, like we said. The epidemiologist told ProPublica that the governor took the wrong message, however. Instead of treating the threat as isolated to Westchester County, Cuomo could have seen a sign of wider infection in tightly packed New York City that hadn't been detected because of inadequate testing. Here's a thought. Maybe you fucking some manheads could have picked up a theme coming from Asia, China, and making its way across Europe. At what point do you not think that New York City would be the gateway to the country? Who runs this state and this city? These guys are dopes. Actually, worse than dopes. I think you could make an argument, and the argument has already been made, that Cuomo was intentionally trying to kill people through his actions, whether it's through malfeasance or whatever. Maybe he just doesn't know that he is capable of being so ridiculously stupid and feckless that people would die. Or there's some kind of a strange conspiracy theory going on that probably will turn into an actual conspiracy, because most of the times when the people label something as a conspiracy theory, that's only until it's proven a conspiracy, and then they shut the fuck up. You couldn't manage this situation any worse than Cuomo has. So from an evidentiary standpoint, you have to think that there's something bad going on here. He should also be investigated. If we had a functioning Justice Department, if I ran the Justice Department, he would be a target. Nobody is this stupid. And if they are, I would lobby government to pass a stupidity statute so he could be charged federally with stupidity, if need be. I mean, this guy is a bird brain. Cuomo took action later in March. He closed the schools on March 15th and issued a full lockdown on March 22nd. Wow, this guy moves fast. He only takes weeks to do things. Some of these actions actually made the situation worse. Cuomo's administration ordered nursing homes, which house the most vulnerable population, to accept hospital patients who had tested positive for the virus. Putting thousands of people at risk, it's no big deal. All done in a day's work in Albany. Cuomo grew up as a governor's kid. Well, we see how that played out. Like I said, there's nothing worse. Well, the only thing worse than a rich asshole is a rich asshole's kid, because they come out and they're like little monsters. So this guy is, and you see the brother is on CNN. He's a bird brain too. The guy was locked in his basement. The only thing, where's John Wayne Gacy when you need him? When he came out of his basement, I said, God damn it, where's John Wayne Gacy when we need him? Dennis Nash, a professor of epidemiology at the CUNY Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. Dennis, good luck holding on to your job, because Cuomo is slashing and burning the CUNY system, and he's laying off all kind of professors. I would stay the hell out of the newspaper if I were you, Dennis. He disputed Cuomo's boast about closing his state the fastest. He insisted that deaths per million was about 10 times higher in New York than in California by the time officials decided to close down their respective states. Yeah, maybe Chuck Schumer could have given these guys in New York a heads up, like Feinstein and Pelosi gave a heads up. Maybe Chuck Schumer and that fat bastard who wears the belt up around his nipples, Nadler, maybe they could have given the New Yorkers a heads up. Nah, they're too busy. Where's Chuck Schumer been? I mean, he doesn't have to sneak in prison to visit Anthony Weiner anymore. Weiner's been streeted. So where's Schumer? Anybody see him? He's curled up in his own basement with the Weiner's laptop. No one's allowed in the basement when Chuck's down there with the laptop. We don't know what he does down there. Here's some good stuff on that laptop, though, Chuck. That'll keep you busy. But you see the contrast. These guys in California obviously got a heads up from the people in Washington who were getting debriefed on a daily basis and scared the shit out of them enough to start trading their own stocks, either to make money or to save themselves from losing money. And they obviously leaked that intel to local officials, and they acted accordingly. In New York, nothing happened. Schumer, where were you? And Naylor, where were you? And everybody else in here. Where was AOC at? Right? Where was she shopping at the Gap? By contrast, San Francisco Mayor London Breed admitted her early wishful thinking about the coronavirus. You know, like in my mind, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. She actually said this? She's talking like a stoner. You know, like in my mind, I'm like, stop talking about it. It's not going to hit. It's like I knew it was coming, but I was trying to will it not to hit. My God. Where's she intern? At Cheech and Chong's van? Staffers consistently warned about the threat, however, and she established an emergency operations center on January 27th. On February 25th, she issued a lockdown order. Guys, it's so funny. If you look at this is what I'm talking about. If you look at the stock transactions of Feinstein and Pelosi, these are the same days and the same exact days within 1 or 2 days. January 27th and February 25th, when the stocks were moving around. You think this bird brain Breed came up with this on her own? The FBI should be looking into this. They're worthless. We know that. But I'm just saying, this is the kind of things just a guy like me would read this and say, all right, we're going to figure out what's going on. Who got tipped off here? And let's take a look at Breed's. Let's take a look at Breed's finances. Let's find out who was in this circle, right? I would want to see Breed's finances and her husband's finances and her family's finances. This is called insider trading. Not accusing her of it, but I'm saying you look at that because these dates are uncanny. It's a problem. This is how things get started. You have smart people who know the way around investigations, and they see these things, and they know that this is not happenstance. This is not coincidence. Right? These guys travel and they shake and they move in packs. You have to look at this stuff. It's crazy. Same days we're talking about. And she's like, should I like trade my stocks now? Or like, is this going to hit? Like what should I do? Like how much could I loot? can I go to jail? Although there are still zero confirmed cases in San Francisco, residents, the global picture is changing rapidly and we need to step up preparedness, Breed explained. We see the virus spreading in new parts of the world every day and we are taking the necessary steps to protect San Franciscans from harm. Yeah, I'd like to see if you protected your finances from harm. ProPublica noted that there have been nearly 350,000 coronavirus cases in New York and more than 27,000 deaths on May 15th. Yeah, thanks, New York, for locking down the whole fucking country because you have a couple dingbats running the place. Cuomo and de Blasio. Thanks a lot for fucking the entire country over and creating a panic because you two dopes don't have a fucking clue what you're doing. We appreciate it out here, especially all the people who lost their businesses. This is what happens when you use a vote, your vote, to put total idiots in office. And you can see how that has an effect. People say, oh, that's New York. It doesn't affect me. It's New York. How's it going to affect me out here in Iowa, in Indiana, in Wyoming? Guess what? When you're this big of an idiot, they can stress It can stress the hell out of you. No matter where you are. I mean, think about it. They shut the country down because of these guys. The true story is worse than the majority of coronavirus cases across the U.S. traced back to Gotham. I keep calling it Gotham. Somehow that, I guess that makes it better. Makes it more like a television series or something. Like it's not real. In California, by contrast, there were just under 75,000 cases and slightly more than 3,000 deaths. In New York City, there had been almost 20,000 deaths. And in San Francisco, there had been 35. The Price of Stupidity should be the name of the movie. And it should feature this stooge de Blasio and this spoiled governor's kid dope Cuomo and his ventriloquist dummy of a brother. New headline. Here we go. We're on a roll. Back to de Blasio. We're going back to the well. These guys, they probably knew when they prepped this that I'd be on a roll. And they said, let's throw Mike some more red meat. Maybe his head will explode on camera. And we'll make $6 from the whole fucking thing. Headline, Bill de Blasio says, where are we at here? 41 minutes. 41 minutes of man coming slowly unglued on a nightly basis. I mean, this is, you know, for the Netflix series. I'll be played by Gary Busey. Bill de Blasio says anyone who tries to swim at a New York City beach will be taken right out of the water. Fences may go up. Put fences around the beach. Good luck with that, pal. Fences. Put it right up against the wave. See how that works out. This guy, de Blasio, thinks he's the mayor of Shark City in Jaws. Mayor Bill de Blasio said anyone who tries to swim at a New York City beach will be removed from the water if they defy his coronavirus rules. Yeah, the downside is de Blasio actually is going to come in and get you himself. He'll be the guy in the European Speedo. He looks like a praying mantis wearing a Speedo trotting out there to get you out of the water. He'll be wrestling some like Italian dude with hair all over him from Brooklyn. It'll look like a scene from a Crocodile Hunter. De Blasio. Oh, man. Anyone tries to get in the water and they'll be taken right out of the water, the mayor warned reporters on Monday morning. Okay, Bill. De Blasio explained officials would not be putting up police barriers on New York City beaches just yet to give people a chance to comply with the rules after a weekend of people flouting the guidelines. Jeez, you NYPD guys, you you went to the academy and everything and you thought you really made it, and now you're going to be checking beach tags for a living and yelling at people chasing them around the beach. He reiterated that no swimming, no lifeguards, no parties, no barbecues, and no sports were allowed on the sand where social distancing rules would still apply. This guy went to the Dean Wormer School of Public Policy. No fun of any kind allowed. New York City is on double secret probation under this pipe stemmer. So let's go back. No swimming, no lifeguards, no parties, no barbecues. It sounds a lot like Bill Gates' childhood. No wonder these guys are pissed off. Gates, that's the name of Gates and Fauci's teen years. No sports, no fun on the sand. He said only residents of beach communities would be allowed to go on the beach as just open space you can walk on. And so if you spend all that money to own a beachfront property or near the beach and you pay those ridiculous taxes, you're allowed to walk on the beach. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for telling us. Thanks a lot. It's a fucking clown. These guys are clowns. They're showing their true colors. And it's literally frightening. that these people have any power, any say. It's frightening that they're employed. It's literally frightening that they have power, this level of power. They're tyrants. And if you can, if you ever saw the movie Escape from New York, I would suggest, who was in that? Was it Kurt Russell? Yeah, Kurt Russell was in. I was going to look it up. If you've seen the movie Escape from New York with Kurt Russell, and you don't have the hair, the great Fabio-like hair Kurt Russell had in the movie, it doesn't matter. You don't need great hair to move the hell out of the state and take your money with you. Okay? There should be tumbleweeds blown through that fucking state after these guys are done with it. Well, there might be, just from the number of the fatalities. Hopefully you leave the state on your own volition and not on in a bag. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Oh, I'm telling you, they're trying to get me to snap. It might just work. We're 46 minutes in. New headline. Cuomo snaps when pressed on nursing home death scandal. Nobody can be prosecuted for it. Is this what the guy said? Oh, Cuomo. Cuomo's little honeymoon of being being the Bear Grylls of the coronavirus situation is over. Now people are saying, hey, didn't you kill a lot of people? Everybody's asking questions except for the Department of Justice. I'm too busy covering shit up. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo snapped at a reporter during a press conference on Sunday when asked about families who lost loved ones in nursing homes from COVID-19, the disease caused by SARS-CoV-2, after Cuomo ordered nursing homes to take patients that had highly contagious diseases. The highly contagious disease, I should say, but that's okay. I can fix it. I can edit on the fly. What is justice? Who can we prosecute for those deaths? Nobody, Cuomo said to the reporter. Does this guy think he's talking to, like, this is like the bad speech writing when you're a dictator school. Despot 101, the third world dictator version. Go home tonight. You guys are showing a lot of promise as tyrants. Go home tonight, write a quick speech, and we'll practice in the next class. Yay! I love this place. I love Harvard. Nobody, Mother Nature, God, where did the virus come from? People are going to die by the virus. That is the truth. This guy is insane. This is what he's saying. This is probably one of the best speeches ever to come out of a mock debate at Harvard. Mother Nature. Jesus, this guy's insane. All of a sudden, de Blasio and Cuomo, they believe in God now. Where did it come from? And Cuomo says God. It's the first time he ever said God in his whole life. Another fake Christian on the loose. I'm a diehard Christian. I think we should kill more babies. Oh, that's interesting. Like cocktail circuit, like in Albany or New York City. Wow, that's really thought provoking. You can actually have a belief system and then go against it every single turn. That's interesting. Very intriguing. What is this? What is this hors d'oeuvre? Hors d'oeuvre. What is this? This is stunning. It's bacon, sir. Oh, I must have the recipe. Lovey. You come over and taste this. We must have this for the summer in the Hamptons. More than 5,400 people have died in nursing homes, which experts have said largely happened due to Cuomo's policy. Cuomo's administration has been accused of hiding nursing home deaths as backlash continues to grow against the governor, and lawmakers have called for a federal investigation. Hello, Bill Barr. Hello. I said this 6 weeks ago, at least. Where's the FBI and where is the DOJ in New York looking at this situation with the nursing homes? just like I said, I picked this when I was just talking to you guys. I picked up this thing in San Francisco with the Senate, the House, and the mayor of San Francisco. There's something going on there. I'm not stupid. I've been around the block, right? I could tell you right away something's going on there that warrants an investigation. Probably would blow a lot of people out of the water when they started backtracking who everybody's talking to on the phone, emails, texts. You find that there's a whole network of people who are protecting their nest eggs instead of warning and protecting the people and setting up, using the time to further protect people's health. Same thing here. I said the Fed should be all over Cuomo in New York to find out what the hell happened. And because you could make an argument, and I've said it before, that he was intentionally trying to put people in harm's way and kill them. If that doesn't warrant a federal investigation in this country, what the hell does? I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but that's why you investigate things, to see if there was some type of an intent. Where the fuck is Barr, man? Jesus, God almighty. Out to lunch, literally out to lunch. Have you seen the guy? I mean, seriously. I mean, I make jokes about it, but dude, it can't be healthy, right? I mean, back it off. New headline, bars and restaurants allowed to reopen if they agree to snitch on customers. Yeah, this is a great, the snitch cafe, right? We're way too tolerant as a society these days. This should not be tolerated. People are reveling in snitching. You're not wearing your mask. What's that phone number? That son of a bitch. We're going to teach him a lot. Honey, give me the phone number. What was it? 1-800-SNITCH or something? 1-800, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. Hello? We got a couple of guys here not wearing masks. They're in their car driving. I saw today a couple bird brains were out driving in the car with the masks on. And I said, they don't look like they're capable of robbing a bank. So they're obviously just freaked out in their minds. I don't even know what to think. Yeah, so Rat Squad, I like this. Is this a theme cafe or no? It's actually the bars and restaurants have to snitch on customers. Yeah, that's going to work. That's going to work out for return business. You know, you have these Poindexters in the government that come up with these things, these dopes. I think they're going to put the onus on bar and restaurant. You know what I'd say? Yeah, I'll open. Yeah. As soon as they leave, get the fuck out of here. Don't come back. Beat it. Tell me how to run my business. According to, I guess this is New Orleans Ready publication, the Department of Homeland Security and the city of New Orleans are creating a new normal by forcing bars and restaurants to collect customers' personal information. Don't worry, the Department of Homeland Security is only going to take the information and use it for great purposes, namely against you and to screw you. Take it from journalist Jenny Moore, who went to the Homeland Security to talk about rape allegations against Bill Clinton for raping a young boy, and the Department of Homeland Security said, yeah, we'll get right on that. And then she ended up dead a month later in a hotel room. Take it from her. I worked on that case with her, and that's when I knew that. I said, don't go to Homeland Security. Don't go to the FBI. If we're going to do it, you just put it out there. And she wanted to play it and try to get them to do something, because she was a believer that these people were there for truth, justice, the American way. They're not. They're there to protect the rich and famous at the expense of you, the upper middle class, the lower middle class, the middle class, and the folks below who hover up, around, and below the poverty line. They're there to protect the upper class from everybody else, and that's the way it works. So if you haven't figured that theme out, listen to me by now, or you're a new listener, it's a recurring theme, as I call it. It's a protection racket. Forbes.com explains the new normal. The new normal. That is, you know what my new normal is going to be? Losing my shit every time I hear the word new normal. The words new normal. The new normal. You assholes keep it up and the new normal is going to look like a whole lot like the old normal from the 1700s. Keep it up. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Excuse me, let me take a quick drink here. Where are we at? 55 minutes? We're humming tonight. I'm sorry. I talk all day to people. And at least with this audience, people are listening. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell announced business owners will be required to keep logs of the names and contact information. Wait a minute. Have you ever been to New Orleans? I just thought of this. The people in bars and stuff, you come and go. You just fade in and out. You don't fucking, no one's going to be, it's just somebody's going to be at the door with a clipboard. They're going to get rolled. The hell out of here. This is not going to work. They come up with this stupid stuff. Okay. And it can't work in the Big Easy. If you've been down there and you go drinking, you go from bar to bar, it's chaos. They're going to be like, what's your name, sir? How about I punch you in the throat? Put me down for throat punch. First name, throat, last name, punch. Okay. I'm sorry. No, I mean, get out of here. My God. This would be good on Mardi Gras to have the cops. Everybody line up in single file. This is bullshit. French Quarter down here. This is chaos. I said single file. Where's my whistle? Where's my whistle at? Jesus Christ, it's chaos down here. No one wants to listen. This is... What's next? Lloyd Braun's going to come in and get everybody name tags? Lloyd Braun's coming in from Mayor Dinkins' campaign in New York City. Everybody should wear a name tag. This bird brain mayor, we'll just call it bird brain mayor, announced business owners will be required to keep logs of the names and contact information of patrons who enter their establishments once the Big Easy reopens to help with contact tracing, a move that Cantrell called part of the new normal. Yeah, good luck with that. As New Orleans and Louisiana plan to roll back coronavirus restrictions this month. An article titled, Customer Logs Will Be Kept Under the New Normal Amid Coronavirus in New Orleans, explains the DHS's plans.
Contact tracing just doesn't involve government alone, Cantrell said in a Tuesday conference call. Businesses will proactively track the names and contact information of patrons as part of the new normal, Cantrell said.
Okay. Another article in NOLA.com, titled Proposed Customer Logs Raise Privacy Logistical Concerns, warns that forcing businesses to collect customers' private information violates the Constitution.
Incorrect. We make the rules. You obey them and keep your mouth shut or you will be locked up.
Welcome to Cambodia. Paging Pol Pot, Mr. Pot, please come to the service desk. Holiday in Cambodia. Look that one up. They're asking restaurants... And they're asking them right now and developing guidelines and are completely impossible to follow and violate constitutional privacy, Stephen Perry, the head of the New Orleans tourism and hospitality sector, said. That's what I said. It's stupid. You can't. What are they going to do? You know what they're going to do? This is a shakedown. If you don't have your list, right? If you're a bar owner, you don't have a list of people, and your list... Lists with famous dead people, like you just write the names down. Put down John Wilkes Booth. put down Lee Harvey Oswald on the list, and the guy's looking over, John Wilkes Booth was in here, Lee Harvey Oswald. What is this, some kind of strange hangout? If you don't have your list, they're going to fine you, and that's how they're going to make money. The city's going to recoup money by leaning on the businesses. They always do it. It'd be no problem. You can have whoever you want in there, but you're going to pay a daily fine. In Travis County, Texas, restaurants will do much more than track customers' personal information. According to an article in the Austin Eater, restaurants will track customers' personal information and note exactly when they ate, what they ate, and which employees served them. Well, that's good. Maybe they can email it to you, because I can't remember what the hell I had for dinner tonight. In Texas, in liberal-ass Austin, they're gonna tell you what you ate, when you ate, and which employees served them. Wow, it's just like being married. Come on, this Austin, another crazy hellhole. A recent article in the New American revealed how the city of Kansas City, Missouri, is forcing places of worship and business to track people's personal information. Look at this guy. Mayor Quentin Lucas's 10-10-10 rule states, 10-10-10, why don't you just call it the 30 rule? 10/10/10. Yeah, it sounds like it's from October 10th, 1910. Businesses must maintain a record. Of time of service for customers on the premises in a seated capacity for more than 10 minutes. It further states that businesses like salons can satisfy customer registrations by providing authorities with customers' names and appointment times. Guys, don't go to any fucking business to put your name in a book. Walk in and say, yeah, what's going on? Oh, you here for a haircut? Yeah, I need your name and address. Oh, my name is Fuck You, and my address is Go Screw Yourself, Anytime USA. And the same with a restaurant. Get up and walk out. This is lunacy, and it's only going to work if you guys put up with it. Just get up and walk the fuck out, right? Go scrounge up a ham sandwich somewhere. Go to the supermarket. Get a ham sandwich until you can find a place. We're going to need speakeasies to get our hair cut and to go out to a restaurant. And there'll be places. This is America. There'll be people who say, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Right? Don't play into this because you're giving them power. These people are like tyrannical children who need attention, and they want attention, and they want their ideas to be legitimatized. Don't play into this. Just walk out. It's your money in your pocket. Don't spend it on fucking assholes and tyrants. Kansas City's 10-10-10 rule also said that religious gatherings like weddings, funerals, you better take note, might be your funeral you're at. Some of these people don't wash themselves. Religious gatherings like weddings, funerals, memorial services, and wakes with 10 or more people should have their names and personal information collected. Okay. I don't know about you folks out there, but some of the weddings I've been to are a little rowdy. Somebody walks around with a clipboard, they're going to be wearing it as a hat. I mean, you know, if you show up at the wedding and you weren't invited, you're crashing a party. You're fixing to get your ass whooped. You know, the guy would, they'd send these, like, two or three out to a wedding, and, you know, these hobos would be saddling up to the buffet, too, or the bar. And getting a couple pops, you're like, did I just see that guy at the bar? And now he wants, you know what? Get him. Get him. We'll take care of his ass. This is insane. Don't put up with this stuff. This is ridiculous. And it's your money, okay? And it's only going to work if you put up with it. You're going to need to stand up. You're going to need to stand up for yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. These are not constitutional. These are unconstitutional. And again, you're getting a great glimpse into the soul of a tyrant. And if you can't remove the tyrant from your local government, find a way to get the fuck out of there. If you can. Because they'll have your ass locked up in your house before it's over. For who knows what. Is that the last one? That's the last one. They're trying to send me over the edge. Can you imagine? Funerals. Funerals. They're going to ask everybody's name at a funeral. You know that book you signed at a funeral? They're just going to take it. Hey, where's the book? I signed the registry at the wedding and the funeral, but the book is gone. These Poindexters are going to have a state car filled with books from funerals and weddings. These guys are tyrants. It's insane. What the hell's happened? Guys, don't buy into this and don't spend your money on assholes. We had a situation here this weekend. We went into a place. The guy's like, "Where's your mask, man?" I said, "It's around my neck." And my wife was like, "Oh, man, here we go." I was going to say, "Where my fucking hands are going to be around your neck if you backsass me again." And I was like, I told her, "Let's go. We're getting out of here. I'm going to spend any money in this hellhole." And she just looked at me and she knew, yeah, we should probably leave because I'm usually pretty laid back when I'm out. And I said, and there was another situation where I talked about yesterday, I think yesterday's podcast, where a woman did the same thing. I'm like, "We're out of here. You're not getting my money." "Nope. You lose. You lose." And that's the price of it. You know, as a consumer and as a taxpayer, you control your money. Keep that in mind. You don't like something the state's doing? Well, maybe the state doesn't get as much money as it used to from you. Same with the feds. You control the situation, okay? Whether you realize it or not, you have to retool your way of thinking. These are not normal times, so you need to retool for the new norm. The new norm should be, fuck you, you're not getting a dime from me unless you abide by all the laws of this country and Constitution. That's my new norm. I love it. No one's getting paid anything if they step out of line. That's my new norm. So you fuck up, you don't get any money. And we can litigate it. It's cheaper to litigate it. That's my new norm. and you should start thinking along the same lines. Not for everybody to understand it, but you know what? If you give these guys an inch, they're going to take a mile. They're going to take 2 miles, 3 miles. Can't give tyrant and bureaucrats any leeway. Look what they did in New York. They killed people. A lot of people. They killed a lot of people in the nursing homes, right? And folks, if you had family members in that situation, you didn't get to see those folks. You weren't allowed to visit them. And you get the phone call, they're gone. And that's it. It's over. And so there should be some backtracking to figure out what the hell happened here. But who's going to do it? Anyway, we appreciate the support on patreon.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast. And I appreciate all the support. We'll see you again tomorrow. I think we got two podcast coming tomorrow, the main, I call it the main podcast, on Big Wednesday, and another Pain in the Morning. And I got some good things lined up for the main podcast. We may be breaking some big news. We may not be. So a lot of stuff going on. So hang in there. We'll do this again twice tomorrow in one form or another. And we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your support on patreon.com/truepundit. And God bless you, and take care of yourselves, and hang in there. Talk to you.